Have you ever marveled just to know he really loves you? It is an amazing thought, and these songs are brimming with that good news today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
It's time again.
Boy, we've loaded up the music, the artists, the friends, they're all here, and you as well. Welcome in. Thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure this
you
next...
You got that right.
Hey, that's the voice of Gordon Mode. I'm Daniel Britt, and we got a great cast here, like Kevin Williams.
Hey! Hey.
Ken Davis. Gordon Mode.
Come on.
Yeah.
Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Tori Taft's here.
Oh, my God.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
And my guests today are focused and listening intently in order to repeat the sounding joy.
Glad to be here with you, Bill. We're going to get this whole thing going.
Here at Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Now let's go outside of the studio where some of our co-hosts sat down recently to chat with a special homecoming guest. And here's a part of that now.
This is Tori Taft and Amber Nealon.
We are in the middle of the ocean today. This is the first time we've ever done this.
That's right.
And with a live audience.
That's right. Love it.
But I am here with my co-host, Daniel Britt, and Tori Taft and Gene McDonald.
And we're welcoming our guest in the hot seat right now. His name is Todd Suttles.
Hello, everyone.
From the Gaither Vocal Band.
Good evening.
Todd Suttles, you were a champion, right?
Well, I was a weightlifting
champion.
Yes, I did. I competed in weightlifting and I ended up not just knocking on, but just tell you, I was lifting. So I won the, end up winning the national. I won the national championships all 4 years in college, and then a total of about 8 times. Then I ended up winning the world championship, and at a couple of one time. I won't say two. I'm not going to tell that story. One time world champion, I did it, and I had a record for a minute. I did 600 pounds, squatted 600 pounds, and deadlift 600 pounds at 136 pounds. And people said, I didn't know why I was just competing. But right. Really, it really was giving God the glory, to saying that when we put our minds to it and we put God together, we can do impossible things.
Wow.
So that's where I am right now. People say, do you lift heavy anymore? No, because I don't think I have to. I just try to stay in shape, in good enough shape to where when Bill calls, I'm ready to go.
Brother, let me tell you how I feel, tell you about a feeling that is real. Brother, let me tell you how the glory rolls, tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Happiness is free, it's never bought a soul. Let me tell you how I feel, let me tell you.
Amen. The rhythm keeps body and a rolling. I'm feeling moving when I sing this song. What a joy to feel it moving on and never stopping. My heart keeps rolling and rocking.
It's a happy rhythm in my soul. There is music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Did I get the feeling that I wanna shout? Makes me feel so good, I got to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel happy rhythm.
Hey, that rhythm keeps running and rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a joy to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps rolling and rocking. Rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul.
Soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I got to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy
real. I feel it moving when I sing this song. What a joy to feel it moving on and never stopping. In my heart it keeps rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul.
Feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I got to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy
Settles and the Gaither Vocal Band. And Todd is our special guest today on Homecoming Radio, where there's more straight ahead. Welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio on a cruise ship with a wonderful audience.
I'm Daniel Britt with Gene McDonald and Amber Nealon and Tori Taff. And I have to get the vowels right, because before the Gaither Vocal Band, it was Todd Suttles with the Settles Connection. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, it is. It is. That's how I guess how it all evolved.
I
sing with a, been singing all my life, basically. I got seven brothers and sisters. So we grew up singing in a church, and I actually went to school at Middle Tennessee State University in Mizzou.
Look at you.
And yes, I did. And got my undergraduate and graduate work there. And I went into strength and condition at the place called Vanderbilt University.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I worked there in athletics and in fitness for 21 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I happened to be on at a church service, and they needed a few people to do some background vocals for a movie that was coming out. A guy named Michael W. Smith was doing a movie. And so they asked somebody to come in and sing. And, you know, they knew I sang a little bit. So we went in, and it was like 12 of us. And at the end of that movie set, I had a guy named Buddy Green ask me would I sing on one of his on his Christmas album.
Wow.
For background vocals. And I end up meeting Buddy and doing things with the Settles Connection. That's S-E-T-T-L-E-S.
Correct.
Settles, which is the sons and daughters of Mr. William Settles, which was one of the Fairfield Four singers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, so we end up doing that, and when the opportunity came about, Buddy said, have you ever thought about going and trying out for the Gaither Vocal Band? I said, Buddy, look at me. I'm not that type of a singer. Those guys sing. I'm just a singer, but those guys sing. He said, you should meet Bill. You got to meet Bill one day. And we went on and on, and, you know, and after I was out fishing one day on Percy Priest Lake, because I'm a bass fisherman. I love to fish. And my phone rang, and somebody said, hello, is this Todd Suttles? I said, Buddy Green, stop playing. You what? This is, he said, no. This is Bill Gaither.
That's pretty good.
I said, hey, you want to grab a bite to eat? So, you know, we both like to eat. So and he was there in Nashville in the area close to the campus there. And it's this place where we used to go eat roasted chicken.
Yeah.
That was like every Wednesday. I'd go eat that, I mean, pretty much for like 10 years. And he named the name of the place. And I was like, I'll meet you there. And he was like, okay. Then he called back and said, no, why don't you pick me up? So I went in my old truck and picked him up. We went to eat, and like every day around noon, every couple of weeks, I'd go over to the little condo there and around the piano, and we'd sit and sing hymns and stuff.
Wow.
And he'd bring a few guys in, and I was learning names, and he was like, he said, would you like to, he said, let's learn a few songs. And then they had a concert in December at Lipscomb University, a Christmas concert. And I went and saw them sing. And then the next week, he said, we're going to go out to a little place in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas. And I was like, oh. He said, let's just go out there. Let's go out there. Said, those folks will let me know if you can sing or not. he was kidding. It was a great time. And so that's how it all started in that January. And came in, and we went through a couple of things, and he was like, you know, after about 5 weeks there, he was like, let's make this official.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, are you sure? Because so people say, how did you do that? It had to be a God thing, because I'm a strength coach.
Yeah.
I'm not a singer. But now, but I love the Lord, and that's what Bill said. And what got me and made me really love what I do is when somebody really, you know, when somebody really cares for you.
That's true.
And Bill said, you know what, Todd? He told me this, like in the first year, he said, I'd want you on my team even if you couldn't hit the ball. And that stuck, and he's been my coach ever since. He's gonna be the coach for the rest of my life. I went in and somebody said, so you tell me you're gonna leave a job you've been at for 21 years at that time, chase a 77-year-old man around the country and sing gospel music? Took me about 10 seconds. I said, sure will. I'll give you the 2-week notice and we'll be out of there.
Wow.
And 10 years later, here I am.
Here you are.
And it's just, and it gets better and better every day. I mean, just hearing the songs of God's people and hearing the word and the message, we learn, we live. And like I said, even today that we're here, I've learned so much from just the people around me, people around the country. We run into people, and I realize that we all are the same people, serving the same God, getting the same, receiving the same mercy.
Oh, that's good.
I can see her now, her weather skin, old straw hat and crooked grin. As she says, child, let's make this garden grow. Let's till the soil and pull some weeds. And here's your bag of precious seeds. 'Cause grandma's got a secret you should know. You always reap exactly what you sow. Sow mercy, sow grace, sow kindness, sow faith. And words are like water sprinkled with love. You will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of. Sow mercy. You know we knelt right there, she took my hand. Now that patch of dirt was holy land. And she says, child, I learned this long ago. You can bless or curse, you can live or die. You choose the crop you want in life. Now that's the greatest secret grandma knows. You always read exactly what you sow. Sow mercy, sow grace, sow kindness, sow faith. And words are like water sprinkled with love. You will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of. One day, God forbid, you act a fool and fall down hard and fast, 'cause life is cruel. If you ever reach to help a friend, the hand you help may lift you up again. What goes around comes back around. You know, you always reap exactly what you sow. Sow mercy, sow grace, sow
Hi, Bill Gaither here on Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Not long ago, some of our radio hosts spent some time on a Gaither cruise with a special homecoming guest. Let's listen.
Todd, you're in a unique position because outside of Gene McDonald, and if you had to go way on back to like a Lee Young or a John Moore, there hadn't been very many low singers other than Bill.
Well, you know what? You know, it's one of those things to where, I mean, basically with Bill and Gene, I mean, they're in the surrounding. Bill, it's like walking with Moses. I'm telling you, because Bill has, he's a musical genius in tones, and there's things that I learn about, even how you say a word. I mean, to understand those things, he says things, and he said, well, Todd said, you know, he'll get me, and if there's something not right, you know, that's the part I love about him. He gonna tell you it's not right.
He's gonna tell you.
But he goes in, he said, you're a coach. He said, you understand the teamwork. You understand what it takes. You understand hard work, and it's hard work. I mean, you're learning because you want to get not so much getting God, making sure that you're doing what God has you doing, right. But then you want to always do good for your coach. And I run through a wall for that man. So if anybody, it's just one of those things to where, because I believe in the message that him and Gloria, I believe that what we're putting out there. And if you hear a song on that stage, I guarantee you it has purpose. Everything that goes on that it has purpose. Yeah. Even the song I think we did on our last CD, but he talked about the old song, Moses, Take Your Shoes Off. Mm-hmm. So God, when we go on that stage, we are taking our shoes off for the Lord, because anything, once you get there, you're in the eye. And Bill always say, you know, certain things words you hang on, I want people to understand what's coming out of my mouth. You know, if I say a word, understand it. And Bill said, you know, people understand. I mean, he's an English teacher. You know, he always said, he said, nouns and verbs are important. That's all he had to say. I get that. That means that now I can understand what you're actually saying, that you actually feel what you're saying. And I study when I go in. I study, like we're talking about with Russ and all the guys that have sang in the Gaither Vocal Band before. I study that. I go in. I look at concerts. People say, what do you listen to? I listen to us from years back. I see the heart of people. Like the song we sang today here on the ship, It is finished. Yeah. I you don't know how many times I've listened to Russ Taff sing that verse that I sing, and he means it. And when I get there, I'm saying I try to listen enough to know where that fit in my life. Yeah. You know, the battle is over. It is finished. So but those are things that we get. So that's the part about being a bass in this thing and understand the tones. I go back and listen. Bill has a tone. Gene has a tone. But if you go back and listen to all those, the Gaither Vocal Band song, there is a tone there. And we record now, and we listen to it sometime, and we like, that's good. But we need, there's something else that he won't say it. We'll say it. We're like, no, Bill, you got to, we just got to have, your voice has got to be on there. And it's almost like we say the spirit moves like a smoke. You know, we talk about that. It's like when his smoke gets on a thing, y'all, we know that it's coming from up above, and he's connected, and there's a purpose for it. So that's my exciting part about being a bass singer and the bass singer in the Gaither Vocal Band.
We love you, Todd. Todd Suttle.
There's a dawn arising on a brand new day. There's a strong wind stirring across the ancient grave. There's a voice that's calling, will you be set free? There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. Let it start in me. Let it start in me. There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. There's a fire that's burning, sweeping across this land. There's a heat consuming every evil plan. There is gold emerging from refining flame. There's a diamond sparkling where there was a shame.
is a revolution gathering all the sea. We all know it's coming. Our people must be free. Feel the tides are changing. Hear the waves are rolling. Let this revolution wash away our sin. Let it start in me. Let it start in me. There's a change coming. Let it start.
Band and featuring our special guest today, Todd Suttles. Hey, make sure you check out homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, we love the cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little good news to your life, all the while encouraging you to marvel, really marvel to know that God really loves you. Yeah.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.